Did you know that we use far more than 10% of our brains, or that opposites don't actually attract? These are just two of the countless psychological myths that permeate our culture, shaping how we understand ourselves and others. These aren't just harmless misconceptions. They can lead to poor life decisions with real consequences. Someone who believes we repress painful memories might waste years searching for non-existent childhood traumas. Those convinced that happiness depends primarily on external circumstances may look outside rather than inside themselves for fulfillment. Why do these myths persist so stubbornly? Our minds are naturally vulnerable to psychological misconceptions through several mechanisms. We notice and remember when two things co-occur, like strange behavior during a full moon, while ignoring when they don't, creating illusory correlations. We infer causation from mere correlation, assuming that if A and B are related, A must cause B. We reason by representativeness, believing things that look similar must be meaningfully connected, like graphologists claiming widely spaced handwriting indicates a need for interpersonal distance. And media portrayals frequently exaggerate psychological phenomena for dramatic effect, while many myths contain kernels of truth that have been greatly overstated. The myth that we only use 10% of our brain persists even among educated people, offering false hope of untapped potential that marketers readily exploit. However, evolution wouldn't maintain an organ that consumes 20% of our oxygen while using only a fraction of its capacity. Brain scans show constant activity throughout, and damage to even small areas cause notable impairments. The left brain, right brain myth similarly oversimplifies neural function. While hemispheric differences exist, the left excelling at language mechanics and the right at emotional context, they're relative, not absolute. Both hemispheres contribute to most cognitive tasks, contradicting pop psychology's portrayal of logical left versus intuitive right sides. Modern neuroscience emphasizes that optimal brain function requires integrated hemispheric activity rather than separation. Our perceptions are far less reliable than we assume. While subliminal messages can have modest, short-lived effects on mood or desire under controlled conditions, the self-help industry greatly exaggerates their power. Claims that the brain processes complex subliminal messages stem from outdated Freudian concepts, not scientific evidence. Extrasensory perception, ESP, remains widely accepted. 41% of Americans and 73% of psychology students believe it's well documented. This belief persists despite minimal scientific support, driven by media portrayals and our poor grasp of probability. What seems like meaningful ESP experiences are often just statistically common coincidences. Memory, too, proves far less trustworthy than assumed. Rather than working like a video recorder, memory reconstructs experiences by piecing together fragments and filling gaps with assumptions. This makes eyewitness testimony unreliable, as post-event information can alter memories significantly. Studies show how easily false memories can be implanted. Researchers have even convinced people they met Bugs Bunny at Disneyland, an impossible memory since he's a Warner Bros. Character. Popular psychology perpetuates several myths about human development. The Mozart effect began when media misinterpreted a study showing college students temporary improvement in spatial reasoning after listening to Mozart. This morphed into unfounded claims about infant intelligence, spawning an industry of brain-enhancing products, claims later thoroughly debunked. The idea that adolescence is inherently turbulent dates to 1904. While American teens face increased risks of parental conflict and mood swings, only about 20% experience significant turmoil. Most maintain positive moods and relationships, and many non-Western cultures report minimal teen distress. The midlife crisis concept also lacks scientific backing. Research shows no universal crisis period, with roughly 90% of middle-aged adults reporting satisfaction with life. The myth persists because midlife naturally coincides with various life transitions. Similarly unfounded is the belief that old age inevitably brings declining happiness and mental function. Studies show happiness typically increases through the late 60s and 70s, with men over 65 reporting the highest satisfaction. While processing speed may slow, wisdom and emotional regulation often improve with age, and most seniors maintain engaged lives. Research contradicts several popular beliefs about relationships. While movies romanticize opposites attracting, evidence shows that similarity in personality, attitudes, and values leads to more stable relationships. We naturally gravitate toward those who share our traits. The notion of vast gender differences in communication is largely unfounded. Research shows both men and women use about 16,000 words daily, with only minor variations in self-disclosure, interruption patterns, and nonverbal awareness. As researcher Catherine Dindia notes, the differences are more like being from North versus South Dakota. The belief that safety in numbers ensures help in emergencies is dangerously wrong. More bystanders actually reduce the likelihood of assistance through pluralistic ignorance and diffusion of responsibility. People look to others to validate emergencies and feel less personally responsible when others are present. Similarly, the idea that venting anger is healthy lacks scientific support. Studies show that direct anger expression, whether through physical activities or confrontation, typically increases rather than reduces aggressive tendencies. People who act on their anger often become more, not less, hostile. Common myths about mental health can cause significant harm. While many believe psychiatric labels increase stigma, research shows stigma primarily comes from behaviors, not diagnoses. Psychiatric labels serve vital purposes in treatment, research, and insurance coverage, and remain confidential unless disclosed. A widespread misconception is that schizophrenia means multiple personalities, a belief held by 77% of psychology students in one study. The term schizophrenia actually means split mind, referring to fractured psychological functions, not multiple personalities. It involves disrupted reality perception, confused thinking, and hallucinations. The belief that mentally ill people are typically violent is particularly damaging. While media portrays about 75% of characters with serious mental illness as violent, research shows otherwise. Though some individuals with severe mental illnesses have a slightly higher risk of violence, mainly those with paranoid delusions and substance abuse, patients on regular medication show no greater risk than the general population. Scientific research provides our best defense against psychological myths. As Carl Sagan observed, science often proves stranger and more fascinating than fiction, offering genuine knowledge that satisfies our need for wonder while remaining factual. Many view psychology as common sense, yet science requires us to look beyond intuition when evaluating evidence. This is especially clear in clinical settings, where statistical methods consistently match or outperform expert judgment alone. Popular misconceptions persist even about established treatments. For instance, modern electroconvulsive therapy, ECT, now performed with anesthesia and precise controls, proves highly effective for severe depression, with over 90% of patients reporting positive experiences. In an era where psychological myths spread rapidly through social media, critical thinking grounded in scientific evidence remains essential. Understanding how our minds generate and maintain myths helps us better evaluate psychological information and guide others toward factual understanding.